Hey friends, I wanted to take a minute to share with you about one of our new partners, Five Lakes Coffee. For 20 years, Five Lakes has been helping people discover the magic of fresh roasted coffee. They craft roast in small batches, then ship direct so that you are getting the freshest and best tasting coffee. Five Lakes uses the highest quality specialty grade coffee beans from around the world. And let me tell you, we're kind of coffee snobs in my family, and their coffee has converted even my daughter, who is a barista. As a family-owned and family-friendly company, I love their mission. As believers, our family loves supporting other Christian companies, and one of the things I absolutely love about this company is that they believe in loving their neighbors, and they value being good stewards of what God has given them. My two favorites are the signature Five Lakes blend and Chris's blend, because for Chris's blend, they donate $1 per bag to Forgotten Children's Ministry in Honduras. And guess what? As a podcast listener, you get an exclusive 20% off your first order when you use the code Hearing Jesus. Head over to fivelakes.com and experience the joy of fresh roasted goodness today. Again, head to fivelakes.com and use code Hearing Jesus for 20% off your first order.
Life Audio.
Today's psalm is another call to praise God and to worship Him. But whereas yesterday it was a call for the community of God, for God's people to praise Him, today it's a call for the cosmos to praise God. And it's really interesting. I think you're going to really like it. So stay tuned. And when we come back, we'll unpack all of this. Hey, friends. Welcome to the Hearing Jesus podcast. Do you sometimes doubt if you're truly hearing God's voice or if it's really your own? And how do you know the difference? Do you ever struggle to feel confident in your relationship with God and what He says in His Word? Do you sometimes feel stagnant or like maybe you hit a wall in your spiritual life? Hey, I'm your host, Rachel Grohl, missionary, author, pastor, and life coach, and I have been there. I too was doubting God's voice in my own life. I felt insecure about my relationship with Him, and I wanted to be obedient to what God was calling me to do, but I wasn't quite sure how to figure out what that was. I felt like I was wasting time trying to figure it out, and I just wanted a way to understand His will for my life. The answer for me was found in the pages of the scriptures, as I learned how to understand what they were actually saying. If you're ready to grow in your faith and to step confidently into the calling God has for you, then join me as we dig deep into God's Word so that you can learn to live out your faith in your everyday life. Hey friends, welcome back to the Hearing Jesus podcast. I'm your host, Rachel Grohl. And today we are about halfway through our week of our final week of the Psalm series. And I'm so thankful that you've stuck through this series with me. I know it's been a long one, 148 days in. And I don't know about you, but I've learned so much. And I really appreciate this understanding of the hymn book and prayer book of Jesus and the disciples. It's been a really foundational way for us to understand what was going through their hearts and minds as they quoted some of these passages that are so familiar to us. I want to just let you know that as we finish up the Psalm series, what we're going to be doing next week is we're going to be doing the She Hears Bible Study content. If you are one of our male followers, I want to encourage you not to just check out, because I think it's really important for us all to have a good understanding of how Jesus valued women. And we're looking at 6 women in the life of Jesus. I think it will help you in your relationships with your girl friends that are girls, or your mothers, or your sisters, or even your female coworkers. It will help you have a better understanding of how Jesus really understood women, called them, equipped them, empowered them, healed them, forgave them, all of those things. So I would encourage everybody to go through this content with us. We're going to be going through it on the podcast, which if you were with us about 2 years ago, we did this content, but I think it's time for a refresh because there's so many new people to the community. So we're going to be doing this on the podcast. And then also in the Facebook group, once a week, we're going to be doing an online session that's totally free. And that will be a place to get some more in-depth information, to answer any questions that you have. You can email me a question ahead of time and I'll try to answer it for that week. And those replays will stay up so you can watch those after the fact as well. So just again, some more additional resources to help you hear God's voice more clearly. So today we're going through Psalm 148. And just as a reminder, every day in this Psalm series, if you look in the description and the show notes below, there's a journaling prompt. And the reason why I do that is journaling is a really helpful tool to help you process the information, because we don't want you to just get through the end of the day and forget about it. Instead, we want you to integrate it into your daily life, into your daily living, understand how is this relevant to your everyday. If you don't want to go through the show notes, or you would like all of those in one place, you can go to shehears.org and sign up for the newsletter, and you can get those emailed to you once a week. And then if you would like previous episodes, you can go to the resources section and look for the guided Psalms download books. So again, just more resources for you to check out there to help you grow in your relationship with the Lord. So today we're reading Psalm 148, and I'm reading from the NIV, starting at verse 1. It says, "Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord from the heavens, praise him in the heights above. Praise him, all his angels, praise him, all his heavenly hosts. Praise him, sun and moon, praise him, all you shining stars. Praise him, you highest heavens, and you waters above the skies. Let them praise the name of the Lord, for at his command they were created, and he established them forever and ever. He issued a decree that will never pass away. Praise the Lord from the earth, you great sea creatures and all ocean depths, lightning and hail, snow and clouds, storming winds that do his bidding, you mountains and all hills, fruit trees and all cedars, wild animals and all cattle, small creatures and flying birds, kings of the earth and all nations, you princes and rulers on earth. Young men and women, old men and children, let them praise the name of the Lord, for his name alone is exalted. His splendor is above the earth and the heavens, and he has raised up for his people a horn, the praise of all his faithful servants of Israel, the people close to his heart. Praise the Lord." You know, this whole last week, there is a common thread that we're going to see. This is the final doxology of the Psalms, these last five chapters. And they all start and end with hallelujah, this call to praise the Lord. And each day, it's slightly different reasons to praise the Lord. But again, it's this emphasis of starting and ending with praise. Today's emphasis, this third hymn in this final section, is a call on the whole cosmos to praise the Lord. And I love that, because we know that God is a creator, is the creator of all things, not just us, not just earth, but of everything. And so this psalm really is a call to all of the heavens and all of its inhabitants, the earth and all of its inhabitants, and then finally Israel, to worship God. What the psalmist is doing is, as he's calling on the heavenly hosts to praise the Lord, that hallelujah, that's including this heavenly chorus of angels and the heavenly bodies. What are the heavenly bodies? Well, that's the sun, the moon, the stars. It's talking about the waters above and the waters below. And that's an account for the blue sky and the rain that falls to the earth. And so it's all of nature that is being called to praise God. So heaven and its inhabitants, which would be the sun, the moon, the stars, the angels, they should all be praising the Lord, because God created them by his word. And we read about that, of course, in Genesis chapter 1. The very fact that they exist, as well as the fact that they continue to exist, they all depend on God's word. That's a reason to praise. You know, one of the things that I think about when I read this psalm is a clip that I saw, and you can Google this, I'll try to find the link and put it in the show notes as well, but it's a clip that I saw by Lou Giglio, and it talks about the whales and the stars, and it talks about how the stars were called to worship, just like what we see in this passage, and then also the whales were called to worship, just like we see in this passage. And what Lou Giglio did is he made a recording of the sound that the stars emanate as they spin on their axis, and then the sound that the whales make. And he merged it together, and it is such a beautiful, powerful worship song. I'll try to put it's a YouTube link. I'll put that in there if I can find it for you, or Google it. It's just amazing, and this is what this reminds me of, this passage of scripture. But as we go through this passage, verses 1 through 6, there's again this call to praise the Lord. And I love this, because as creation, you know, one of the things that in our culture is really common is even things like astrology. Well, astrology is a tendency to look And I'm not saying this is a textbook definition, but for people that follow astrology, it's a tendency to look to the stars to predict, to the actual stars, the celestial bodies, to predict things for their life, instead of the one who made the stars. And I think it's passages like this that remind us that the stars are created. They're created and sustained by the very word of God. And so why look to the creation instead look to the creator? And so this passage talks about this heavenly chorus of angels and the heavenly bodies of the sun and the moon and the stars all being part of what is being called as the creation to this call to worship. This hallelujah woven that we see throughout. There's this understanding that there's this motivation for the inhabitants of the heavens to worship and praise him, just like there's motivation for us to worship and praise him, because God is the creator. The creatures that live in the sea, so all of the sea creatures and the whales, the creatures that live in the air, the birds, the land animals, the trees, the mountains, even the weather, everything joins in this chorus of praise. And humanity is called to join in this chorus of praise with the rest of creation in this entire worship chorus. And I think that's a powerful reminder. And one of the questions that came up in our Facebook group this past week was talking about creation. And do we sometimes see signs of God in creation? Absolutely. This passage is evidence of that. Now, should you be looking to creation to determine things for you? Absolutely not. But we see God's hand as the creator calling nature to worship him. And so the birds singing is evidence of God's creation. The whales singing is evidence of God's creation. Nature, when we look out into a beautiful scene of the mountains or the beach or whatever it is, that's a call to worship. It's a reminder, it's a motivation for us to worship as we recognize that those created things worship their creator. I love that aspect. In 13 and 14, it's this call to Israel, which is, as we remember, God's special people. And it's a call for them to praise God as well. I think we're going to stop right here and we're going to take a little break. And when we come back, we'll finish up and talk about God's people as they praise God. Stay tuned.
My name's Preston Sprinkle and I host the Theology in the Raw podcast. Theology in Raw aims to help believers to think Christianly about theological and cultural issues by engaging in curious conversations with a diverse range of thoughtful people. I have conversations with a wide range of different guests who come from different perspectives, and no topic is off limits. Sexuality, abortion, politics, LGBTQ, warfare, violence, marijuana, immigration, you name it. If you have a theological or cultural issue that you have been wrestling with over 1,100 episodes, we've probably talked about it on Theology in Raw. Along with conversations with various people, I also address questions sent in from my audience every month. And occasionally, I will talk about some of my latest research projects that I'm currently working on. Theology in Raw is not for everyone. It is uncut, uncensored, and I don't give trigger warnings. So check out Theology in Raw through your favorite podcast app.
The final section of this psalm is really talking to God's special people. He's talking to Israel. Those are the people that are close to his heart. He's talking to them, talking about how Israel should be praising God. They should be worshiping him because, well, first of all, because he's wonderful. We see that in verse 13. But because he has raised up for them, this people, a horn. Well, what does that mean? A horn in scripture symbolizes strength. We see that in 1 Samuel. We see that in 2 Samuel, in Psalm 18, 89, 92, 112, throughout it. Even in Jeremiah, it talks about this. So that horn symbolizes strength. But the reference here is a little bit difficult because it could mean a couple different things. It could refer to the strength of the people, or it could refer to God's choice of a certain individual who would exercise strength on behalf of this people group. So it could be foreshadowing Christ as he is raised up as this horn, this strength for Israel, or it could be talking about the strength of the people group. Scholars kind of weigh in on both sides of that, but either way, God gets the glory for doing that. We can't be 100% certain what that means, but either way, it's this call to this final ending part of the psalm to praise the Lord, this hallelujah. overall, this psalm is a call on creation of the cosmos, of the creatures of the earth, of God's people, all of his creation, to praise him because he is the one that has not just created, but sustains them all. Israel, God's people group, should be praising God because he raised this horn for them. And, you know, in this sense, what we see throughout the Psalms is that God has given them a military leader in David. Some scholars reject that idea, but regardless, what we know is that God's hand of provision and protection is with them throughout. And it could be a foreshadowing to Christ as well. So all the way around, it doesn't really matter what it specifically is, but it's this understanding that we praise God because he is the one that provides us strength. So given that insight, I'm going to go ahead, I'm going to reread from verse 1 of Psalm 148. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord from the heavens. Praise him in the heights above. Praise him, all his angels. Praise him, all his heavenly hosts. Praise him, sun and moon. Praise him, all you shining stars. Praise him, you highest heavens and you waters above the skies. Let them praise the name of the Lord, for at his command they were created, and he established them forever and ever. He issued a decree that will never pass away. Praise the Lord from the earth, you great sea creatures and all ocean depths, lightning and hail, snow and clouds, stormy winds that do his bidding, you mountains and all hills, fruit trees and all cedars, wild animals and all cattle, small creatures and flying birds, kings of the earth and all nations, you princes and all rulers on earth, young men and women, old men and children. Let them praise the name of the Lord, for his name alone is exalted. His splendor is above the earth and the heavens, and he raised up for his people a horn, the praise of all his faithful servants of Israel, the people close to his heart. Praise the Lord. Father God, as we rest in this identity of being people close to your heart, we praise you for raising up a horn, raising up the strength for us in Jesus. Lord God, regardless of what the original intention was, we see and we realize and we recognize that you are the same God yesterday, today, and tomorrow. The same God that's in the Psalms is the God that is in our hearts, that rules and reigns now. And so this horn of salvation that you brought up in Jesus is a representation of your care and your concern for us as people. God, we thank you and we praise you for that. Lord, help us never forget to praise you for who you are and the way that you provide a way for us when there was no way. God, I pray for my friend today that's listening, that you would pour out a blessing over them as they recognize how incredibly much they are loved. In Jesus' name we pray today. Amen. I know you've been frustrated with being confident in how to tell the difference between hearing from God and wondering if it's your own voice. Listen, I know. I've been there myself. That's why I wrote the Bible study, She Hears, Learning to Listen to Jesus. This is a 6-week study that takes you through the book of John, looking at 6 women in the life of Jesus. It also teaches the color method of Bible study, which helps you to learn how to really understand the scriptures. I include lots of cultural and historical information, and it really makes these familiar passages of scripture just come alive. This is a great study to do on your own, to do with some girlfriends, or even some teenage girls, and it will help you really gain the confidence in how to hear from the Lord and set you up with some tools that will stay with you long after the study is over. You can find that on my resources page at shehears.org, where there are also some really good resources to help you in your spiritual growth. I pray that they are a blessing for you. I want to take just a second to thank the team at Life Audio for their partnership with us on the podcast. If you go to lifeaudio.com, you'll find dozens of other faith-centered podcasts in their network. They've got shows about prayer, Bible study, parenting, and more. Hey friends, if this podcast helped encourage, empower, or equip you for God's call on your life, I would love it if you would head over to Apple Podcasts and leave me a review. That's the number one way you can support my show. You can also join our free Facebook community or Instagram page where I share inspirational tips, resources, and prayer throughout the week. Hey, I want you to know I'm praying for you this week. Know that you are loved, you are cherished, and you are His.